we were driving well, I thought our pace and we were on the puck pretty good. We knocked a bunch of things down that went our way. We were good. They had a tough night. You know what happened to us in Colorado 2 or 3 weeks ago, almost the same game. So we got off to a quick start. I think they pushed back pretty good. It was a bit of a grind. Then it turned into the game. Really, the second period was the game we thought it would be 60 minutes of. But I thought we handled that pretty well and got a good kill tonight. Our kill was good, and it's a good game.
Paul, looks like Nikolaj Ehlers and Kevin Hayes have sort of quickly developed some chemistry between them. What are you seeing?
I would say all three, right? Kyle's so right. For Kevin, he's a real smart positional player, and he's got a good set of hands. But having those two guys are as fast as there are in the league can open up some room, and they like to both those guys like to shoot puck. Right. Kevin likes to pass it, so it looks like it's got something going.
Power play goal that Kyle scored, is that a perfect example of what you'd like to see him doing down low there, just taking
that puck hard? When everybody kills different, but when you have a really aggressive penalty kill, and Carolina's is very aggressive, there's going to be times that the most open guy is actually at the net. And I thought he had scored the first time he took it across, but he's got quick hands, he can make that play.
Find the hot stick here, Paul.
No idea. We'd have got that hot stick out about 4 months ago. Maybe he was. I've never felt there was a stretch there that he was hitting the shafts of stick and he wasn't getting a lot of breaks around the net. But Blake's decision on when to shoot, when to pass is really good, right? Like, so he wasn't scoring any goals, but I didn't have any video there where I'm going, well, why aren't you shooting this puck? That's why you're not scoring. He was passing it to somebody else who was scoring. So he's got the confidence now. He's getting it on and off his stick. Patty can get that thing through some holes and through some seams for sure. And there's, you know, they're both so fast that they pull people for Patty to just another half step for him to get time to get the playoff. So it's good.
Well, Laine's job of pushing the D-man back, right? Isn't that something maybe he isn't doing at the start of the year? Or?
Well, you know what? He's 20, right? So when you take a look at Nikolaj's game or Kyle Connor's game, at 20 they weren't doing that either. The thing that makes that line work right now isn't that they're scoring, it's that he's doing all the other things that are hard. He's finishing checks, and now he's starting to look like a power forward, which is what we think he can develop into. And he has to, because tonight they got checked, so they got a big strong checking line, and he may be playing against Ovechkin in our next game. So you're playing against either the best checkers or the best scorers in the world, and you have to play the entire game, and good on him. He's taken really nice steps toward that.
Will you try still for Rossovic? I mean, what it mean for him to get on the board a bit and for that line to keep playing well
They will have the opportunity to put some numbers up and score, because Andrew does a really good – there's skill on the wings, and Andrew does a really good job of – making sure they don't get in trouble and they don't end up reading those plays.
Everyone talks about that one end of the ice, but I think the last I saw you guys were right around 20 blocked shots.
Yes.
Towards the end of the game. How much does that stand out for you?
Well, especially on the penalty kill, right? It's an area that we have to get better at, and they were very committed to it. So we had 3 or 4 really important blocks on the penalty kill. Tyler Myers got one. Brian Little got one. And Ben Chiarot, just a few that come to mind. This is a high-volume shooting team. And the chaos that comes from those shots can be really dangerous. So we did a good job of getting in front of it, knocking it down, and controlling it, you know, and not spitting it to the corner. We kind of countered back on a bunch of those.
I joke with Lauren, but Tyler, that wasn't exactly a set breakout on the one.
Well, not sure what was going on there, but they thought it was funny. Coaches didn't think it was quite as humorous, but they enjoyed it.